Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us. Thank God for his mercy extended unto us, his blessings. We truly thank him for all that he has done for us because he has been good to us. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer before we begin our service. We thank God for those who are here right now, and we're trusting for the others that are on their way. I did receive just now from Sister Webb to say to remember her family and in prayer, to remember her and her family in prayer, and to pray for all, continue to pray for all of her children, her children and grandchildren. We thank God for Sister Webb, and we know, Lord, that she has a heavy load on her hand right now, but we know that we're able to hold her up. We're able to be her support system. And so we just thank God for that. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we want to thank you once again for another privilege and opportunity to call upon your precious and holy name. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all the manifold blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us this day. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us one more opportunity and time to be in the house of the Lord with the people of God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon our brothers and sisters who may be still on their way, and ask that you would hasten them along safely along the highways, dear Heavenly Father, and byways. Please, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. Father God in heaven, we want to say a special prayer this morning for the Webb family and ask that you would continue to remember our dear sister June Webb and her family, Lord God. Ask your continued blessings be upon them, Lord God, and remember Alexandra in a special way this morning. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Give Sister June the added strength that she needs, dear Heavenly Father, in her body, Lord God, to continue, dear Lord, to help out with her daughter, dear Lord. We just ask that you would bless her and strengthen her, Lord God, from above. We know, Lord God, that Sister June is going to give you all praise and glory and honor due unto your name. We pray, Lord, likewise, that you remember her companion, dear Father, Mr. Alonzo, Lord God. Ask that you remember her other daughter, Alicia, Lord God, and her grandchildren, dear Father, and her other family members. We just pray a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask a special prayer upon Sister Lillian. We know she's not able to be out, but she's on the phone. We thank you, Lord God, for her presence, dear Heavenly Father, being in the service and wanting to be in the service. Ask a special prayer upon her body, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen our dear sister every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we know, Lord God, that Sister Lillian will give you the praise and give you the glory for all that you have done for her. Thank you, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus for this dear sister of ours, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're looking to see her back in the house of the Lord one day, and so we're just asking that you would continue to bless her. Likewise, we want to thank you for seeing Sister Carol out this morning and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Thank you for all that you have done for her and how you have been her guide, how you have been her direction and her stay all these years, dear Father. And Lord, we just thank you for how you have brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. We thought about earlier this year, Lord God, when she had her surgery for a pacemaker and all the other procedures that she has gone through. And Father, you have given her strength, dear Heavenly Father. You have blessed her immensely, Lord God, and we thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to be with our dear sister as she continues to grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Likewise, remember her request for her family member. Her desire is to see him saved, dear Father. Special prayer for her brother, Lord God, Frank, dear Father, and her sister-in-law, Minnie, Lord God, and their family, dear Father. Looking for, dear Father, one day to see him to come out just to the house of God. Don't know why, Lord God, it seems that some people, Lord God, are just afraid to come to the house of God. It seems like they're afraid, Lord God, if they come in, dear Father, that you will work or work with them. So we just pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember Sister Regina. We thank you for her being here, and thank you for all that you've done for Sister Regina and how you have been so kind and merciful unto her. Be with her, dear Father, in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would remember the management there, Lord God, that they would continue to keep the utilities on, dear Heavenly Father, coming into the cold seasons, dear Heavenly Father. And so we need heat, dear Heavenly Father, need running water, dear Lord. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Remember her family. Remember her daughter and her grands, dear Father, and great-grand alike, dear Lord.
Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you this morning, and thank you for Sister Smith being here, and ask your continued blessings upon her and her family. You know, her desire is to see just one saved, dear Father, one, dear Heavenly Father. Her desire is to have her grandchildren and her daughter and her sister and them to come out to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, help her, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to seek them out, dear Father, to search them out and ask them, Lord God, to come, dear Father, not to get weary, Lord God. And they may reject her and keep rejecting, but Lord, allow her to continue, Lord God, to keep sharing with them the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for Brother Joseph being here this day and all that you have done for this brother. Thank you, Lord God, that you have provided, Lord God, what he was needing, dear Father, his paperwork there, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord God in heaven, we pray that you would provide a job for him, Lord God, that you would make a way for him to be able to get out and look for a job, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family back home in Haiti, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer upon them. Remember, dear Father, the children's ministry there, likewise, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for the guests that he brought with him this morning, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon this family, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would look down upon them. Don't know their name, dear Heavenly Father, didn't get it, but Lord God, we just thank you, dear Father, that they're here this morning, and ask that you would continue to bless. Remember our dear sister India, Lord God, and little Infinity. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Trust that they're on their way too to the house of the Lord. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for all that you have done for each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. You have been so good to us this past week. Even as the children were giving out their prayer requests this morning, they were thanking you, Lord, for their food. Thanking you, Matthew, thanked you, dear Heavenly Father, for having a family and a church family just to come to, Lord God. Oh, what a blessing that is, Lord God. Remember him as he goes on his two-day retreat, Lord God. Watch over him, protect him, keep him safe, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, and then Haley, Lord God, she was thanking you for her family, Lord God, and roof over her head and their food, dear Heavenly Father. It's so good to hear the children say, the young people say, just what they're so thankful for, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that you would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, while they're at school. Watch over and protect them and keep them from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Father God in heaven, thank you for all our brothers and sisters who are out this morning. We ask a special prayer and blessing to be upon them. Thank you for seeing Brother Reggie, Lord God, and what you're doing for him. Continue to strengthen him, Lord God, as he goes through his hour of bereavement, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you have been with him, dear Heavenly Father, and so we just thank you for that. Remember his son, Ricky, likewise, and remember his grands and great-grands, dear Father. Father God in heaven, we thank you for Brother Levester and Brother Maurice, Lord God, and all the work that he and Brother Tony and them and Brother Robert, they do here in the church, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God, and ask that you would be with them, Lord God. We thank you for our trustees and ask your continued blessings upon them and their households, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs with the young people, Lord God, as they serve them, Lord God, in between services. We just ask that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father, in that ministry, Lord God, and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that the children will hear what they're trying to say to them, Lord God. Father God, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning, dear Lord. We ask a special prayer, Lord God, and blessing be upon, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Millicent, as she leads the devotion service. Thank you for this, dear sister, and what you have done for her, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon her. Remember in her home, dear Heavenly Father, bless her in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for your protection around her, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, for all of our widows and widowers, dear Father, how you protect them and watch over them, Lord God, in the night watch, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God. No thieves came in throughout the night, Lord God. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. No one, dear Heavenly Father, tried to break through the windows, Lord God. And oh, we just thank you for that, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, we take these things for granted, Lord God. But oh, Father God, we're living in such perilousness of times, Lord God. We can't take anything for granted, Lord God. We've got to be watchful, dear Heavenly Father, in all of our ways, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the house across the street, this drug house, Lord God, that has, dear Father, where they've come up, Lord God, right here, dear Heavenly Father, and set up a storehouse right over there for people to come in, Lord God. We saw them going in and and out of there this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're looking for you to bring it down, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we know our officer, dear Father. He's out working, dear Father. He's seeing, dear Heavenly Father. He was here on Tuesday, Lord God, and watching all the traffic going in and out, dear Father, and said he had been here since early that morning, dear Father, and so much foot traffic and so many people coming up. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, not to go into the drug house, but just come across the street to the church house, dear
yes.
Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Come where they can hear about their soul, dear Father. Hear about Jesus Christ, who's able to save them, dear Father, from that habit, dear Heavenly Father. And they don't have to spend their hard-earned money, dear Father, on getting something, Lord God, that's going to do detriment to their body. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would hear and answer our prayers, Lord God. Father, likewise, we want to thank you, Lord God, for Sister Blake, Lord God. We know she said she was just feeling just a little woozy this morning, but oh, Father, you brought her through, dear Father. We thank you for that, Lord God. A little lightheaded, dear Father. But Lord, we know, dear Father, you're able to bring her through, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for this dear sister and what you've done for her and how you have blessed her, Lord God, down through the years, dear Father. Even this year and last year, Lord God, when she was dealing with her eyes, Lord God, how you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to be with her as she runs this race that you have set before her, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Father God in heaven, bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Fran on yesterday, Lord God. And oh, thank you, Lord God, for your work. Your healing touch, dear Lord, upon her body, dear Father. Oh, Sister Fran was walking without a cane, dear Father. Oh, my God in heaven. She looked so good on yesterday, Lord God. And oh, dear Father, she's lost a lot of weight, but she still looks good, dear Father. And we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We know that Sister Fran has given you all the praise and the glory, her and brother, her and Minister Scott, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for her, Lord God. She came through a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father, and now she can give glory and praise and honor, and she can let someone know what Jesus has done for her, dear Father. Oh, we just thank you and praise you this morning, because we know you are worthy to be praised. Remember our country, remember our world, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we hear of the war, we see of all the devastation, Lord God, the lives that are being lost, dear Father, and these senseless wars that are going on. But you know all about these men's hearts, dear Heavenly Father, and only you can change them, dear Heavenly Father. I know, Lord God, as I was listening, dear Heavenly Father, to the ministry, Lord God, of the president of Israel, Lord God, and he was saying, we have a right to defend ourselves, but he didn't care, Lord God, that there were casualties of those, Lord God, who didn't do anything to him, dear Heavenly Father. But we pray, Lord God, for these souls, Lord God. We can see the divide, dear Heavenly Father. We can see all the division that's going on, and Lord, you said, a house that divided against itself cannot stand, Father, and we can see it, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, even in our government, dear Heavenly Father, all the chaos, dear Heavenly Father, all the confusion on Capitol Hill, dear Father, we pray for our lawmakers this morning, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, get a hold of their hearts, get a hold of their minds, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, we're coming up into another political year, dear Father, and all we're going to hear is how many of them are Christians, dear Father, and we'll hear them say that, oh God, and guns and family, Lord God, or family, guns, and God, or whatever way they put it, dear Heavenly Father, it's still not according to your will, dear Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray for our lawmakers. We pray, Lord God, even for us that are voting, Lord God. Help us to vote, dear Father. To vote, dear Father, inform voters, dear Heavenly Father, not just going in and voting because we vote this way all the time or up and down, but to know what we are voting for, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, I believe in my heart, Lord God, you have better for our country. I believe in my heart you have better for our world, dear Father, and you have better lawmakers than what we have, dear Father, sitting in Congress, dear Father. Oh, no matter how many times they get up and say they're Christian men, no matter how many times they say they're Christian women and they have Christian beliefs, but Lord God, the laws and the things that they're passing do not show that they know you. So we pray in the name of Jesus for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, have mercy upon them, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God in heaven, remember all, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, those we haven't seen in a while in the house of the Lord. Remember those who have called in on the phone, dear Father. Remember Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God, we beg of thee. Remember Sister Marvini in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our dear Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Heavenly Father. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon them. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Ruth, Lord God, and thank you for what you've done for her, and thank you for what you've brought her through. Remember her family, her son, and her grandson, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, remember Sister Sandy, Lord God, and her family, dear Father. Remember Monty and Michael and Matthew, Lord God. Oh, Father, we would love to see them out in the house of the Lord. Love to see them back in the house, dear Heavenly Father, where you have brought them, dear Father, where they said, Lord God, you sent them, Lord God. Oh, Father, you don't send someone here and then turn them, tell them to go away, Lord God. And so we pray, Lord God, for souls, dear Heavenly Father, to come back to hear the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you get a hold of minds, get a hold of hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know, dear Father, people need to be delivered, dear Heavenly Father, from their sins, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray, dear Father, that you would deliver, dear Father, mankind from their sins. Thank you for the message, Lord God, that you have given unto me, Lord God, to preach today, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that I would preach it according to your word, dear Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that you already told me, Lord God, that your word would not return unto you void, but it would go forth into the purpose for which you have sent it. So, Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, it would touch a soul, dear Father. We ask, oh Lord, your blessings continue to be upon this congregation as we do your will, dear Heavenly Father. We have, Lord God, a busy schedule coming up this week, dear Heavenly Father, where we have the annual turkey giveaway and all the literature and all the Bibles and the various things that we will be handing out, Lord, if you allow us on Saturday, dear Father. And we pray, Lord God, that you will send those souls in. Send souls in that want to know about you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we're looking for you, Lord God, to bless this house of God. We're looking for you to add to this church such as should be saved, dear Heavenly Father. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we commend our hands into our lives into your hands, dear Heavenly Father. And this house of God, likewise, dear Lord, that you will get the glory and the honor that's due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can we turn in our worship the Lord to page 623? 623 in the worship the Lord.
We that love the Lord. 623.
Come we that love the Lord and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne and thus surround the let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the Heavenly King, but children of the Heavenly King may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dried. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground in fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. Zion of you, devotee of God. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion of you, devotee of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. So we're marching to Zion. We have to be in that beautiful city of God here.
Amen.
Right now. We have to be in the kingdom of God, the church of God, right now, in order to be at peace with him when Jesus comes. Amen. Giving glory to God this morning for all that he has done for each one of us. If we had not been blessed, we would not be here. And so we just thank God for all that he has done for us. And so we give him all the glory and all the praise. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins, this morning, who God has place. God has appointed her as overseer and his congregation. And we're thankful for her and we pray God's blessings upon her. Amen. Again, good to be in the house of God. Thankful to see the Belton family arrive safely. Thank the Lord. Good to see you this morning. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in St. John chapter 8. Verses 1 through 12. Amen. St. John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his precious, precious words. Bob, most majority of our Sunday school lessons, in fact, all of our Sunday school lessons came from that 10th chapter of John this morning. So we see that the Lord, the Spirit of God, has much to tell us from this book of John. Amen. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. Amen. Reading responsibly, and if you are able to stand at the reading of God's word, we would want to stand to give honor to God and to his precious word. John chapter 8, verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives.
And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst,
they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
But Jesus, excuse me. Let's start that one again, please. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?
She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Together. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. Praise God. It's a precious promise. Amen. If we follow him, we shall not walk in darkness. Amen. Many people, when they're walking in physical darkness, if it's at night and they're outside, sometimes people will have a flashlight. Sometimes you even see them, maybe they're in their backyard, they're looking for something, and they have a flashlight so that they can see, so they're not out wandering around in darkness. How much more should we want to have the light of life in Jesus?
Amen.
So that we're not wandering around in darkness.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of things out there in that darkness that we can fall prey to. We need the light of life.
Amen.
We need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for his word. Because he is the light of life, because he is the savior of the world, and all power in heaven and earth is in his hands, we can go to him in prayer, and we can take our needs to him, knowing that he hears and he knows what is best for us. So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
I just want to thank the Lord for being here this morning to remember my family. I have had from the scalp and family on my husband's side, a member passed away. They let me know about that. Have a newborn, great grandson, in Pennsylvania, from Nisa's son, who had a child. And then Ellen's granddaughter talked with her on yesterday, and she's expecting twin girls in May, probably. Remember that. They're much.
Lord bless. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol's request. She remember her family much in prayer. Also remember the death in the family on Brother Carol's side of the family. The Skelton family had a death in that family, so remember them much in prayer, that God will strengthen them. Also, Sister Carol has a new great-grandson in Pennsylvania, and so remember that mother and that baby and that family much in prayer. Oh, all right. They have a child. Amen. We thank God for that, because we know that children are an heritage of the Lord. So we thank God for that. And you said also, you said Sister Fluellen's
granddaughter,
Esther, is expecting twin girls in May. So remember her much in prayer. Amen. Much in prayer. Sister Maria said, thank the Lord, it's somebody else. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. Other requests for prayer. Brother Joseph. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're staying at the church? I know. Yes. My. Yes. 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 Let's remember Brother Joseph, because this is an urgent request. This is a dire request in Haiti. He said that there, because of the gangs there are so bad that there people are running, trying to avoid being shot by the gangs. And he said there are about 40 people who have run to the church there in Haiti because the gangs tried to shoot them, and because they have nowhere else to go. And the church is trying to give them a place to stay, but they don't have food and water and things to help those people. And if they go out, if they leave the church, they may get shot. They may get killed by the gangs. So remember these people much in prayer. Remember the church there. Remember those who are running for their lives in Haiti. Remember that urgent request. Thank you, Brother Joseph. Amen. Other requests. Amen. We thank God. Good morning, Sister Kiba. Amen. Thank God to see you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Other requests.
I have a diabetic doctor appointment Tuesday.
Hey.
And they're going to evaluate me in my complex there. Remember that.
Amen. So remember Sister Regina. She has an appointment with her diabetic doctor on Tuesday, Sister Regina, Tuesday, and also reevaluating her at her complex. So remember her much in prayer. Remember the turkey giveaway on Saturday. Come up quickly. We've been reading our announcements about the turkey jar, and now it's time for turkey. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Thank God. I was praying that the Lord would give us nice weather. And I believe the forecast is showing sunshine. So we thank God for that. We're praying, and we prayed for the fish and chicken fry, and God granted us. And it may be even nicer. To be the Lord's will on Saturday. So just pray for that work, please.
He can send the cold weather for Friday night.
Well, that's true. We'll keep the turkeys cold. Amen. Amen.
Just to remember Sister India, remember Sister Webb, and remember all the unsafe family.
Yes, amen, amen.
Remember Mr. Dalton, we haven't seen him.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
Likewise, remember Brother Brandon, I believe he flies in tonight from...
He came in last night.
Okay.
We can thank God for traveling mercies. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Remember our pastor as well as she stands before us to bring the word. All general requests. Amen. All need the Lord. All that we can't do anything of ourselves. We need God in all things. In the name of Jesus. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Brother Byron would take us to the throne of grace. If there is anyone who has a need, Scripture tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Stand and pray to the Lord.
Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 333? Worship the Lord 333. To the blessed hour of prayer. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, and then the chorus, 3 and 4, and then the chorus. 333. Amen. 'Tis the blessed hour of prayer. 333.
'Tis the blessed hour of prayer when our hearts slowly bend and we gather to come to Him in faith, His protection to share. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. 'Tis a blessed hour of prayer when the Savior compassion His children to hear when He tells us we may cast at His feet every care. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed hour of prayer. Blessed hour of prayer. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. 'Tis a blessed hour.
Amen. Amen. Truly thank God to be here today amongst you saints and friends. Thank the Lord for his blessing. As the songwriter said, believing and having faith in the blessings that you believe and that you have made a request to, that God will answer them. He has already heard them. He already knows about them. And it's all we have to do is have faith and look to him. Amen. Amen. We truly thank God. So we ask at this time that you would humble your hearts, humble your minds and your spirit to be able to approach God's throne with all blessings and understanding that he hears and he will answer. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before thy throne, and as the people of God, you have given us that privilege
Amen.
To come before your throne in truth and in righteousness.
Amen.
And you said that they that worship thee must worship thee in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So we ask that thou would hear from on high this day with the understanding that your people have gathered in the house of God this morning to come to fellowship one with another, to learn and to hear from thee.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask that thou would look down with much favor and mercy this morning.
Thank you.
As we know that thou sittest on the mercy seat
mm-hmm.
and that thou hearest from on high, allow our faith to look up to thee this day
mm-hmm.
and allow our prayer requests to be believed in our own hearts
mm-hmm.
that thou have heard them and thou will answer them, and thou will answer them with love and understanding
Amen.
Of what we truly need and ask
Amen.
From thee. So we ask this morning in a special way. We're thankful to see Brother Joseph come in,
yes.
and we're thankful for his faithfulness and his love for thee.
Amen.
And we ask that thou would remember him and the loved ones that have come with him. And those loved ones that are over in the land where he's from, known as Haiti, we ask that thou will remember them in a special way. We realize that there's much going on in these torn countries that are dealing with issues and inside wars and rumors of wars and vigilantes and different ones that are trying to control. So we ask that thou would have mercy and look down with favor and remember the orphanage that he's a part of. Remember the church that he spoke of and those that are fleeing for their lives to get away from these vigilantes or these ones that are running loose or gangs, they called them, that are on the loose, that are trying to destroy and to kill these very souls. So we ask that thou would have mercy. We know Brother Joseph. We love him and we love his being in amongst us. So we ask that thou would hear from on high on his behalf and work a work in that land
Amen.
That only thee is able to do and only thee may know about. But we know that thou is able to do so and work a work in that land. We ask that thou would bless in a mighty way, look down with favor upon his loved ones, his family. Keep them safe as they go to and fro. We ask your blessings to continue to be with him. As you have blessed him thus far with small steps along the way, getting him prepared to where he needs to be in this land. So we ask that thou would continue your blessings on his behalf in Jesus' name. Truly thankful this day to see Sister Regina here, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with favor. She asked for a special request for her doctor's visit, I believe, on a Tuesday. And likewise, she asked for a special request for her home-dwelling living area where she lives. So we ask that thou remember this dear saint in a special way and look down upon her with favor. Continue to bless her, see her through, carry her through as she's pressing through. and pressing her way. And as she's pressed her way to be here in the house of God to make her request made known, we ask that thou would hear from on high and go before her and make that pathway sure. And thankful for Sister Carol being here this day. And we ask that thou would remember her in a special way. We ask that thou would continue to bless in her family. And as she spoke of those that are, I believe some are having new births and different ones. And I believe someone may have passed away. But we ask that thou would have mercy upon these that thou knowest to have mercy upon. And we ask your blessings to be with them. We're thankful for Sister Carol, and we pray that thou continue to bless her and see her through and look down upon her with much favor. We ask that thou remember our children that are represented here this day, and we ask that thou remember them in a special way. We're thankful to see them. We're thankful for Matthew and London and Haley and Grant and Olivia, Jaslyn, in a special way. Thankful to see Tatum and Liam and Koa here this day. We ask that thou to remember the Belton family in a special way. We're truly thankful for them being in the house of God and learning and hearing from thee as well. We ask that thou would increase their learning and increase their understanding as they go in and out. They were realizing and learning today that thou art the shepherd and that thou art the guide and director of our lives. And they're learning about your pasture and how you can feed them and teach them your word. So we ask that thou remember them in a special way. We're thankful for Sister Lawrence being here today. We ask that thou remember her, Brother Maurice, in a special way. Likewise, Sister Melita in a special way, and Brother Pierre, if he's in the house this morning. Brother Reggie in a special way, we saw him here, and Brother Levester in a special way. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. And truly thankful to know that Sister Kiba came in. I did not look around, but I did hear that through the voice that she was in the house this day. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And you know what's up on her heart and her mind. And you remembered how to bring her out. So we ask that she would look up and allow her faith to look up to thee. Because thou hast not changed. Thou art still God. Thou is going to be the same God whether you stay or leave or however it may be. So we're thankful to know that. Her faith is looking up to thee this day because she's in the house of God. So have thine own divine way. Bless her, strengthen her, carry her, and see her through. Remember Sister India in a special way. Remember Sister Webb. We ask that thou remember them. Thankful to see Sister Smith here this day and ask that you continue to bless her and see her through. Remember her loved ones. Remember her family. Remember her daughter. Remember her grandchildren as she always prayed for. But she always wants to remember the lost, remember the children of this world. So many children are being misused and abused, and likewise women at the hands of men that are evil and wrongdoing. So we ask that thou remember these conditions you see in this world. And likewise, we're thankful for Sister Millicent being here, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Continue to guide and direct her into all truth and understanding. We ask that thou will bless her with the song service, that she may help to sing someone's sadness away this day, and that it may lift someone's spirit before they hear your word, that they be ready to receive, thus saith the Lord. And we're thankful for Sister Blake being in our midst, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with much favor. Continue to bless her, guide her, direct her, and see her through. And we're truly thankful for our minister that you have given. We're thankful for Minister Jenkins this morning. We ask that thou continue to bless her and strengthen her. Bless her in your word this morning. You have given her your word. You have given her the word of God that she has stuck with for a few Lord's days. And it's given us understanding. And it's strengthening our minds. And it's allowing us to see more and see more of thee. So we ask that you continue to bless her and strengthen and guide and direct and see her through. And we ask that thou remember my family in a special way. Remember my son out on the seas. Likewise, remember my daughter down in Georgia. But remember my companion in a special way. I ask that thou will look down with favor and continue to speak to her heart and to her mind. And realize it's through your word. And it's the words that you give me a lot of times that she may question and ask about. So I ask that you would allow me to continue to walk before her and be the man of God you would have me to be, and likewise the husband you would have me to be. Now have thine own divine way. Allow us to look up to thee. Allow us to know that this is the church of God. Allow us to know that it stands for truth and righteousness, and it does not change.
Amen.
So have us
Amen.
To be blessed this day and learn of your word and learn of your ways, learn of your commands, that we have come to sit with open hearts and open minds to receive from thee and find it all joy and to be fed and to be protected by thy gates. So have thine own divine way this day, and let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and thank thee. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
Thank God for prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'm before you to offer prayer before we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. We realize that God has been merciful to us. And so we bring in our tithes and offerings in obedience to his precious word. And so we're going to offer prayer that God will use these offerings to his honor and glory. We're also going to pray that God will provide for those in Haiti, the church who would want to feed those 40 souls but don't have. Because we know God is able, God is able to supply. We don't know how, but we know that he is able. So we're going to offer prayer for them also, that they would be able to have food for their bodies as well as we have food for our bodies. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Mm-hmm. We thank you, dear God, that, Lord, we are well fed and well watered, dear God, by your grace and by your mercy, dear God. And, Lord, we don't take that for granted, dear God. Truly, Lord, we give you glory and thanks, dear Father, for all that you have provided for us. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that you give us a privilege, Lord, of serving you, Lord, by bringing our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. Lord, that your work might be done, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, as we're coming to you, dear Father, we pray, Lord, that you would receive these offerings, Lord, and do with them as you will, dear God. We ask you, Lord, for wisdom, dear Father, for their use, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that in giving, Lord, we cannot outgive you, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we cannot outgive you in offerings. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that when we pay our tithes, dear God, Lord, it's in obedience to your word. And, Lord, whatever, Lord, we pay, Lord, you will repay. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for your precious promises. And, Lord, we offer special prayer, dear God, for those who are hungry, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, there are those who are hungry and homeless, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would have mercy upon them, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord, that you have all power, Lord, and we know that you're able to supply, dear God. And we know, dear Father, that you're able to make a way out of what seems like no way. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you would please make a way, dear God, even for those 40 souls, dear God, who have fled for their lives, dear God, to the church there in Haiti. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would supply, dear God, Lord, as we said, Lord, we don't know how, dear God, but Lord, you know all things. We don't know when, Lord, but you know all things. We don't know where it would be coming from, but Lord, you know all things, dear God. And Lord, out of your supply, Lord, out of your abundance, dear God, we have confidence, Lord, that you are able, dear God, to make a way to, that they would be able to be fed, dear God. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would look upon them with favor in the name of Jesus, dear God, and provide, Lord, feeding for those souls, dear God, Lord, as we beg of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, receive these offerings, dear God, and our tithes, Lord, as we bring them into your storehouse. Bless each gift and each giver, dear God. Use them to your glory and honor. Lord, you have multiplied, dear God, our tithes and offerings so many times, dear God. And Lord, you've made them go farther, dear God, than we ever could. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, put your hand upon these tithes and offerings, dear God. And Lord, multiply them, dear God. Lord, use them, dear Father, however you see fit, dear God. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory, honor, and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Have we any hope within us of a life beyond the grave in the fair and vernal land? Do we know that when our earthly house by death shall be dissolved, we've a house not made with hands? We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. Blessed hope we have within us is an anchor to the soul. It is both steadfast and sure. It is founded on the promises of Father's written word, and will evermore endure. We have a hope within our soul, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. Since we've walked the straight and narrow way, our path has ever shone brighter, brighter day by day. Hope within our hearts assures us it is better farther on. It is brighter all the way. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. Life will end with joyful singing. I have fought a faithful fight. Then we'll lay our armor down, and our spirits free from earthly ties shall take their happy flight to possess a starry crown. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. We have a hope within our soul, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise our God. That last verse says, life will end in joyful singing. I have fought a faithful fight. Then I'll lay out my armor down. Like I said, then we'll lay our armor down. And our spirit, freed from earthly ties, shall take their happy flight to possess a starry crown. That lets us know that the second death has no power. Can you say, my life will end in joyful singing?
Amen.
Can you say, I fought a faithful fight?
Amen.
Amen. Can you say, as our dear sister Dee said, don't you see Jesus?
Praise God.
Don't you see Jesus?
Amen. Amen.
If we know that we've lived a life and fought a faithful fight and that our Lord Jesus is just waiting to welcome us with open arms, then there's no doubt in our mind.
Amen.
We have a hope within our souls. Amen.
Amen.
Brighter than the perfect day. And that brightness is the light of life. That's Jesus. God has given us his spirit, and we want the world to hear. That means we've got to live and walk a certain way so that the world can see who we belong to.
Amen.
Amen. All our doubts are passed away. We don't have any doubt in the power of God or the power of Jesus to save us and to keep us until that day of redemption. We thank God. Amen. We have a hope. Amen. If you don't have a hope this morning, you can have one. You can have one. Amen. And I urge you to sit and attend to the word as it goes forth. So we'll stand and we'll have prayer. We'll offer prayer for our pastor before she comes before us to preach the word. We know that she needs our prayers in order to be able to preach the word of God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, Lord, thanking you, dear God, for having heard our prayers thus far. Thanking you, dear God, for that blessed hope, dear God, that we have, dear Father. Lord, that we can have in Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, as our pastor comes before us, bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing light for darkness, bringing life for death. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her from on high, dear God, and strengthen her. Help her, dear God, to utter, dear Father, the words that we need to hear, Lord, the words that our heart needs, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our hearts to receive your precious word. Lord, we know, dear God, that it will feed us. It will strengthen us, dear God. Lord, it will be the armor that we need, dear God, to stand against the wiles of the devil, dear Father. Lord, it will be hope in our hearts, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, for your anointing upon her, dear God. Strengthen her, dear God. Allow her, dear God, to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord and anoint our hearts to receive your precious word, dear God. Help us, Lord, to walk in your word. Help us, dear God, to order our steps according to your divine word, dear God. Lord, we don't want to step out of the way. We don't want to step out of place, dear God. But truly, Lord, we want to be led by your word and by your spirit. And truly, Lord, we will give you all glory and all praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for you, Sister Blake, this congregation, the beautiful prayer. I was thinking as we were singing the last song, we have this hope within us. And I believe the chorus said there, God has given us the spirit. And I was thinking as brother was praying, he said, you know, God is a spirit and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. truly, we thank the Lord. How you see how God works right along together. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for his word. And thank God for each and everyone being here. I trust you have your Bibles. I say to you, open them up. Sit up and hear the word of God. We've come into God's house. We've gathered in his name to worship him. We came to hear the word of God. And we know as the children were learning, the young people were learning in the Sunday school lesson this morning downstairs, they were learning about Jesus Christ the shepherd. And they were saying, the sister was speaking to them and letting them know about hearing the word of God. And when we come in to hear, you know, and God's ministers preaching the word, we don't want to find ourselves laying anywhere sleeping on God's word, but we want to be attentive to it. Because this word is important for us, and we're seeing our times in which we live right now are devastating. Things are happening all around us, and we have brothers, family there in Haiti on our hearts right now, knowing that these things are taking place. But we're seeing it all over, saints of God. And so let us be more vigilant about our walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, and the love of his word, because there are places that can't get the word of God. But we're still able, amen?
Amen.
Still able to hear the word of God and to receive it and to not have someone bombard in and take this away from us. So thank God for that.
Amen.
In our hearing, we read John, the 8th chapter, 1 through 12. We would like to go back to the 12th verse to get the subject that God has laid on my heart. And as Sister said, we've been going through this message series. This is part 7, but I'm trusting the Lord. He's given me to come to an end, but I ask that you bear with me this day. But God is blessed, and if not, if we don't get through, we'll bring it back. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to trust God. Amen. We're not going to quench the Holy Spirit of God, but we're going to trust God with his word. In verse 8 of John 8, Lord bless. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I would like to continue sharing with you some thoughts on the subject, following Jesus. On last Lord's Day, we left off saying that as followers of Christ, Jesus, we are not to be surprised when we face persecution or hostility from non-believers in our world. When we're walking with the Lord, there are those who will not like us, saints of God. We are told in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, in verse 12, these words. Paul said there, he said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Saints of God, this verse lets us know that persecution is going to be a normal part of our Christian walk with the Lord. And then in verse 13, he says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. You see, the times in which we live are not going to get any better. Our dear brother Maurice mentioned this to us last Tuesday during prayer meeting. And again, during Wednesday night Bible study, throughout his sermonette, he kept saying to us and letting us know that it's going to wax worse and worse, and we're seeing it. Jesus in Matthew 24, he told us why. He said, because iniquity is abounding and the love of many has waxed cold. But as followers of Christ Jesus, our love for him doesn't have to wax cold. We must press on to spiritual maturity in our walk with him. We're told to hold, we've got to hold fast to what we've been taught with full assurance that what we believe is according to God's eternal word. You see, when we follow Christ, we understand that growing spiritually is a lifelong process. It involves us growing in the knowledge of God. It involves us becoming more like Christ Jesus. Saints of God, one way for us to pursue spiritual maturity is to work at it. We should do as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, where he says, press toward the mark, forgetting what is behind ask you to turn with me there for a moment. You see, Paul, in this passage of scripture to the saints at Philippi and to you and I today, he realized that he hadn't perfected his walk with the Lord. But he was not content to just let that cause him to sit still on Almighty God. After his road to Damascus conversion in Acts the 9th chapter, God's grace had gripped him. His soul clung to Almighty God, and Paul held on. You see, Paul was going to take hold of all that God had for him. Are we taking hold unto everything that God has for you and I? You see, Paul knew that God had taken hold of him, so Paul wanted to cling to Almighty God. Are we clinging to God this afternoon? Are we clinging to God's eternal word? You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm going through something. I don't understand, but I say cling to Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't let go of God when you're going through something. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Draw closer to God, and God will bring you through. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, we've all been through something. You may not have been through what I've been through, and I've not gone through what you've gone through, but God has brought us all through something in this life. Amen. Amen. And we're able to press on for Almighty God. Oh, praise our God. We've got to hold on tightly to what God has for you and I. Notice in verse 12 how Paul did a self-examination of himself. Oh, praise our God. He said, not as though I had already attained. He said, either we're already perfect, but I followed after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul would not be satisfied until he had apprehended, meaning he had seized all that God had for him. In verse 15, he said, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Praise our God. You see, God was using him to record the inspired word of God. You Bible students know the story of Paul, how Paul was handpicked to be an apostle. And Paul went through a lot of things. Paul went through a lot of things in his service for the Lord, but Jesus Christ had told Ananias back in Acts, that 9th chapter, and I believe you Bible students know it well, but if you don't know it, I ask you to read Acts 9 and to see what kind of life that Paul had before he became Paul. He was Saul at that time, and there was a conversion that took place. But the Bible says back in Acts 9, the 15th chapter, when Ananias was there and had heard about his life, and Ananias began to say to the Lord, he said, and there he has authority from the chief priest. Let me go back just a little bit in Acts 9. Let me go back and start there in verse 13. This is, just a little bit up from there. You see, God has sent, Christ has sent Saul there to Ananias. We know that when he was on the road there, he had ran into Jesus Christ. And the Bible says there, I'm going to start back at verse 4, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. You see, saints of God, when we are being persecuted, when someone is persecuting you and I, they are persecuting also Jesus Christ. He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Oh, Jesus could have told him right then and there what he needed him to know. But Jesus had a man prepared for him to go to because he wanted him to instruct Paul. He wanted him to instruct Saul, I should say, at this time. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth. And when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. You see, he was blind. All blindness came over him because God wanted him to be guided. God wanted him to depend on someone else. What he is saying, Sister Renee, there are times when God wants you to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. He wants you to understand that Jesus Christ is our God. You can't do it on your own. Why do you say that, Sister Renee? Because you weren't doing it on your own when you came to God. That's why our lives were all in shipwreck, because we were trying to do it on our own. But when we came to Jesus Christ, we've got to lay down our own ways and take up the ways of Jesus Christ and allow him to be our guide and our stay. He went on to say there in verse 9, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. My. See, God can speak to you through in a vision. God can speak to you in a dream. You got to have your ear tuned to the things of Almighty God and not tuned to the things of this world. He said, and the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight. He said, inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed. Oh, he was letting them know he is there praying. And I want you to go there and meet him. And had seen in a vision. God, Jesus Christ also let Ananias know that Saul had seen in a vision a man named Ananias. Oh, he sees you coming. Praise our God. God will prepare the way, saints of God. We don't have to go by and clean up after God, because God is the cleanup man. Amen? Amen. God can take us from a point A to point B and nothing be out of place. I found that to be so. He went on to say there, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, he said, Lord, I have heard by many. Oh, my. See, saints of God, we can't be listening to others. When God says for us to do something, we can't turn around and say, but Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he has done by the saints in Jerusalem, at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, this was the Lord speaking to Ananias. He told him, he said, go thy way, right? For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And then he went on to say to him, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. My. Jesus was going to let him know just what he was going to have to go through for the name's sake of Jesus Christ. And saints of God, we're going to have to go through some things in our life too, serving Jesus Christ. You may say, well, why do I have to go through things? Oh, before we came to Christ, we were unsaved. Before we came to Christ, we lived in a sinful world. We lived sinful lives and doing all manner of sin. And there's some things out there that we've done that we may still be reaping from. We may have to reap some things for a little while, saints of God. Oh, but just stay with Jesus Christ. He'll bring you through. Amen. He'll allow you to go through it. And then you'll come out on the other side better than you were when you went into the situation. I found that to be so. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, Paul was a tremendous, later on, Paul became a tremendous soul winner and preacher of the word of God. When we look at some of the epistles, it would seem as though Paul had everything in order, all his ducks lined up just like they ought to be. And he was making the grade for Jesus Christ. However, Paul knew the truth. He had not arrived. That's what he was saying in Philippians. But he was still working towards that ultimate goal of perfecting his walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul's response to his own life was a mark of spiritual maturity, so that when he was ready to be offered and his time of departure was at hand, praise our God, he could say, saints of God, I know you well, know it well. He could say, I have fought a good fight. Praise our God. He said, I have finished my course. I'm reading there in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, if you want to turn there. He says there in verse 70, I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. He said, I have kept the faith. Oh, saints of God, through it all, we've got to keep the faith. No matter what we might be going through, we've got to keep the faith. He said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Praise our God. Praise God. What a testimony Paul had at the end of his life. Praise our God. Psalmist David was another example. In the 63rd division of Psalms, verse 8. You see, when you're holding on to God, you're going to do everything you can to continue to hold on. Amen. You're not going to let little things get in your way. You're not going to allow people to turn you around. You're not going to allow little things to hinder your walk with the Lord. You may say, well, sister said so-and-so to me. Oh, that's all right. All you got to do is forgive and move on. Amen. Oh, don't allow them things to keep you from getting into the kingdom of God. Oh, my. He said in the 63rd division of Psalms, verse 8, he wrote, my soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Saints of God, we must know what we are passionate about, what makes us alive in our Christian living, what is the source of our lasting zeal that gives us that zest for living for Jesus Christ, for following him. What have we seized upon that really satisfies our soul? That's what we got to be thinking about, saints of God. Oh, because this time it can get a little rough. You know, some of us have been saved for a number of years. And see, the enemy wants that he's working a little harder with us. Why? Because he knows that you've been saved for a while. And sometimes we want to get complacent in our walk with the Lord. None of us have an opportunity to get complacent. The Bible tells us to be careful. He that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. We've got to study each and every single day of the week. We've got to pray every day of the week. We've got to make sure in the morning, first thing, that God hears our voice, our prayers up to Almighty God, praying that God took us through another night, praying that God allowed us to rise up, praying that God has allowed us to get up in our right mind. He has given us the things that we need. Why? We need a right mind to be able to study the word of God. We need a right mind to be able to get in God's word and to know what thus saith the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, we don't have time for a lot of other things. Oh, you might say to me, well, Sister Renee, we can't enjoy. No, God didn't say you couldn't enjoy life, but you've got to put first things first. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. God is to be first in everything we do. Not second place, not after we run out of money, then we decide to pay. No, we pay God first. Amen. And then allow God to work it out. Amen? Oh, I found that to be so. Praise our God. You say you have zeal. Where is your zeal? Is your zeal for the Lord? Or is your zeal in the things of this old world? Oh, you see, too many best believers are getting discouraged with the lives that they are living for the Lord. And they want to quit on God. My. You find yourself in your walk with the Lord, not where you ought to be. Don't drop out of the race for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Christian life, I was reading in our Sunday school lesson, and in the young people's book, it said the Christian life is a full, happy life led by the Spirit of God. Living for the Lord, you ought to have a full, happy life. You ought to be filled with joy. True joy is mine. You may say, well, Sister Renee, every day I don't, and every day is not something I can have joy about. Oh, you should be able to find joy in everything, because every day is a new day in Almighty God. Every day that God allows you to rise, I know there are days, saints of God, we all have been there. We all have had some bumps and bruises, and we've had some pain that we've had to go through. I myself recently have had to go through pain. There's pain shooting through my foot. Oh, but I still can rejoice in the God of my salvation. I still can say that God has been good to me. Amen. I still can say that God has brought me through, because he has brought me through. You know, the word of God tells us in Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, he says these words. When you think that maybe you're going through something and you can't show God any goodness, any mercy, read this scripture. It says it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Have you found that to be? He said, great is thy faithfulness. God's faithfulness is great to you and I. So we ought to be faithful back to Almighty God. He said, the Lord is my portion. Is God your portion this afternoon? He says, say of my soul, therefore will I hope in him. Oh, sister, ask the question, what is your hope in? Our hope has got to be in Almighty God. Our hope has got to be in an eternal home in the heavens. Is that where your hope is this afternoon? He said, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him. Have you found God to be good? Amen? Have you found God to be good in your life? He said, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Praise our God. Oh, you got to seek after God. You got to want this way of life. You got to want to be saved. You got to want to know that your heaven is your eternal home. My, my, my. Praise our God. I say to you, if you've fallen, get back up and dust yourself off and start to run again this race. I know there are those who question whether we can reach perfection in our walk with the Lord. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 5, verse 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We're also told in Hebrews, the 6th chapter and verse 1, we're told these words. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Praise our God. Saints of God, we've got to perfect this walk. How do we perfect it? As we're following Jesus Christ, we've got to be growing. We've got to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of the words of Brother Levester. Oftentimes, Brother said, it takes time to be holy. People don't want to take time. What is it? How does it take time? It takes time by getting into the Word of God. It takes time by searching the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify in me. It takes time to study God's Word. He said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Oh, it takes time in prayer. It takes time for us to sit down and call out God. He tells us in the Word of God to pray. Always, we are to be in prayer with Almighty God. You may say, well, Sister Renee, how can I pray all day? You can be whispering a prayer all day long to Almighty God. You can have God on your mind all day long. Oh, he said he would keep us in perfect peace if our mind was stayed on him. If you see somebody's life is out of control, you know that their mind is not on God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's the word. Oh, I found that to be so. See, the devil will come in and try to disrupt your study time with Almighty God. How many have found that? There are times, excuse me, when you get down to study. Oh, then the devil will have this going on. The phone will ring, and this over here will come urgent, or that over here will come. Oh, but we've got to take time with God. Oh, there are times we've got to shut out the old world. We got to say, well, that situation is going to stay there, and it'll be there when I get through studying my word. Amen? Praise our God. This is the only way we can follow Jesus. Amen? Praise our God. In Genesis 17, verse 1, the Lord said to Abram, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Jesus in Revelation 3, verse 2, he told the church at Sardis, he said, be watchful. And strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Oh, saints of God, these are warnings from the Bible. They've been left on record for us to learn by. We're living in some troubled times. We need to be steadfast and unmovable in our walk as we follow Jesus Christ. Let us settle it in our hearts and minds that people of this world will not like us for the stand that you and I take for righteousness. But no matter how much we must go through, we must make sure that we remain steadfast in our faith as we follow the Lord. Amen? Praise our God. Our Heavenly Father is looking for committed followers. When we say that we are children of God, it involves a serious, genuine commitment to being devoted disciples, to being devoted followers of Jesus Christ in every area of our lives. We cannot be just a fan or a spectator of Christ Jesus, but we've got to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. Sister Blake said after Brother Byrene's message at the food pantry last month, his message was on knowledge too late. And Sister Blake said after that when she was speaking and giving the exhortation, she said, we cannot just be near Jesus, but we got to be in him. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Nor can we be just someone who has a fish bumper sticker on the back of our cars either, or a worship song set as our cell phone ringtone. I know that the celebrity-driven culture is permeating throughout Christendom right now. We see it in the commercials that many churches have as they're advertising sparklers flying all up in the air and all these various things trying to draw folks to the house of God. But Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. Amen? Jesus will do the draw, and all we've got to do is lift him up. You may say, well, Sister Renee, we haven't seen too many come. That's all right. It's Jesus' job to fill up these pews. Amen?
Amen?
He said he will add to the church daily such as should be saved. God is working in many ways. Don't just come in and look at the pews in the church. Look at what God has us doing in the community.
Amen.
Look at the souls we are reaching through literature and the various things that God has us to do. Amen? That's why Jesus doesn't want a fan club or fan membership. But he wants true devoted followers, those who are completely committed to him, committed to the gospel message. You see, when we made the decision to follow Jesus, we did so in a way that Christ meant for us to. Jesus wants us to do far more than simply say we believe in him. Jesus wants to turn our lives upside down. He wants complete renovation. Praise our God. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, turn with me there for a moment. And look at what it says starting with the 22nd verse. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Oh, saints of God, only you know what you were before you came to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes.
We all know we were lost, but you know exactly what the devil had you out there in the world doing. You know whether you cursed, you know whether you swear, you knew whether you took God's name in vain, drunk, did smoke, did dope. You know all those things. Amen? Saints of God may not know. But now that you are a child of God, God wants you to put off the former conversation. God wants that old man out of you, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, that's what the problem with most people today. People are not being renewed in the spirit of your mind. You've got to have a changed mindset when you come to Jesus. Not only has your heart need to be changed, but your mindset has to be changed in order for you to be able to follow him. This is what Paul said. Say it right there in Ephesians, but in Romans, the 12th chapter, you want to write it down. This is what Paul was saying there to the brethren, to the believers there. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Saints of God, the only way we're going to present our body a living sacrifice is to be renewed, having that old man out of us. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. See, it's got to be acceptable unto God, not to Sister Renee, not to Sister Blake, Brother Byrene, or anyone else, but it has to be acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he tells us, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. See, our minds have to be changed. Why do our minds have to be changed? Because our mind was set a carnal mind. We had carnality in our mind. We did the things of this world. We loved the things of this world, and our mindset was not on Jesus Christ. But God wants us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what living for God is all about. That's what following Jesus Christ is all about. It's proving what is the acceptable and perfect will of God for our lives now that we are children of God. Praise our God. Look at what he continues saying in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. He said in verse 24, and that you put on the new man. Have you put him on? Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, he said true holiness, letting us know that there must be a false holiness going around. Amen? He said, wherefore, putting away lying.
You see, if you're now walking, following Jesus Christ, you're not lying anymore. You don't have to be deceitful. You don't have to say things to make your testimony sound better. No, just say what it is. Amen. God be the glory. Amen. God don't need us to lie and trump up stuff. No. He wants us to be put away lying. We're living in a country right now where lying has just become like a garment people have put on. Oh, they just lie and lie. We're coming into another political season, and all we're going to hear is lies up on top of lies up on top of lies. And people find it's okay to just lie. Not so in the eyes of God. Amen? Oh, he told us in another scripture, all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Do you believe the word of God? If you believe the word of God, then lying needs to be put away. He says, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Oh, God wants us to speak truth to each other. He doesn't want us to try to deceive someone, because lying is deceitful. Amen? It's right. Deceiving someone. He said, be ye angry and sin not. Oh, I know a lot of Christians hang on this. Well, the Bible tells me I can be angry and sin not. But also, listen to what he said. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. Oh, don't let another day come in and you still angry at me about what happened yesterday. Amen? Because if you say you're a child of God, you got to straighten it out. God told us before you can't even offer your gift. God said, if you go to offer your gift and you know you have an ought against a brother, he said, you can't bring it to the Lord. You got to go back and take care of it. Amen? Oh, praise our God. Thanks to God. This is following Jesus. Amen? This is how we follow Jesus. We follow him in the way that the word of God says us to follow him. He said, neither give place to the devil. You see, when anger comes in and you allow it to fester over and over again, you're giving place to the devil. Why? Because the devil begins to get in there. And guess what the devil does? The devil stirs the pot up just a little bit more. Girl, you know she shouldn't have said that to you. Oh, you know they shouldn't have done. Oh, that's just how the devil works. The devil is not about unifying people. The devil, remember what Jesus said, your father, he's a liar. He came to steal and to kill and to destroy. He's not into unity. Unity is in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. You went on to say, let him that stole steal no more. If you say you're a child of God and stealing, you need to come back to the altar. Amen? Amen. You didn't get something straightened out because God doesn't have saints to steal. He said, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. Oh, see, God wants us to work. God wants to bless us and work and do things so that we can give to someone else. Amen? Oh, and then look what he said. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of my. There's no such thing as, oops, my bad, French. No. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the saints of God. We wonder sometimes why some unsaved people can't get saved. Why? Because some who claim to be children of God are not living according to the word. They're not measuring up to what the word of God says. Why would an unsaved person want you to pray for them and you are cursing and swearing words coming out of your mouth? You think about it. How would they believe that you live for Almighty God when you're cursing and swearing and taking God's name in vain? You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, you're preaching to the choir. We're saying, oh, God has this message for someone. Someone is out there that God wants to hear. It may not be you. It may not be me. But God gave me this message for someone because God wants us to measure up, saints of God. It's not God's will that any should be lost or that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants all of us to be saved. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. But we know it's not going to be because many are not going to come God's way. Amen? Many won't believe on the word of God. And then he went on to say there, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, let all bitterness. Oh, the saints of God, we oughtn't to be walking around being bitter. Amen. We have nothing to be bitter about. Amen. God has been too good to us for us to be bitter. And wrath and anger and clamor
and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You see, Paul was speaking this to the saints at Ephesus. Amen?
Yeah.
And so he was saying to the brethren these things. We got to make sure, see, saints of God, we have a new life in Christ Jesus. Not an old, not the old man that we used to be. Oh, our lives have been changed now. And since our lives have been changed, we walk in newness of life. Oh, he went on to say there, and be ye kind. Oh, there's nothing worse than a mean person who claims to be a saint of God. Oh, and be ye kind one to another. And look at what he said, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Things we got to forgive. We can't hold grudges for years and years and years down the road. You know, and I'm using that as an example. My brother did something to me years ago, and I still haven't. No, God expects us to take care of that. Amen? Amen. We can't come to God if we haven't taken care of it. They may have been just as wrong as two left shoes, but you still got to go there. Hey, I know we've had a difference, but I want to come to you, and I want to say, I'm sorry. Let us take care of this and so we can come back together. So that when we get to the end of our lives, we know that our eternal home will be in heaven. Amen? That's for all of us saints of God. He said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, Paul was letting the saints at Ephesus and you and I know today that when we say we are in Christ, it means that we have become a new person. Our old self and its selfish ways with all the sins and the shortcomings is gone. We've been reborn. Amen? We have a new perspective. We have a new life in Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm talking about?
The Lord. Amen.
We're now living a life that is pleasing to God. Saints of God, that is why it's important not to have been just raised in church, but to have been raised in Christ.
Praise God.
People walk around and say, well, I've been raised all my life in church, but have you been raised in Jesus?
Amen.
Have you been taught the truth of God's word? See, we're living in a time where people will tell you, I was raised in church. And what does that mean, just being raised around the house of God? You came because you had to go. You see, during my era of time, in which I live, our parents made us come to church. We didn't have an option. Amen? We had to be here. We didn't have an opportunity to say, I don't want to go to church. But thank God, saints of God, we had an opportunity to be in the house of God, to hear the word of God. Because there's few right now today that don't have that opportunity. There are a lot of children that are not getting this opportunity. But thank God for our parents, saints. If you can't thank them for anything, thank them for that they made you. They made you come. I'm saying it just like it is. They made you come to church. Because if it had not been for that, we might not be saved today. Amen? We might not be saved today. Look at some of these children that have never come into the house of God. Look at these children that are in the ballpark and in the ball fields on Sunday morning. And many of them don't know anything about Jesus except on Christmas morning when they're down there, open up December 25th. They call Christmas morning when they're down there opening up. That's all they know. But they need to know about Jesus, the one that's able to save their soul. Praise our God.
Praise God.
Oh, we've had an opportunity that few people have today. We may not have grown up. Our household may not have been where our parents were saved. But our parents feared God enough to bring us and make sure that we were in the house of the Lord. Many of them feared their mothers and fathers, our grandparents, because our grandparents were in church. I know my grandmother, my grandfather, and they were my aunts, and them, they were all in church. So therefore, they feared them enough to make sure they brought us. And you and I were taught the Bible stories of Noah and David and Goliath and Jonah. In the whale's belly. We've heard many sermons. But being raised in this building did not save us. We still had to come to God. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said in John 3, verse 7, you must be born again. We cannot ride into heaven on the shirt tails of our parents. nor can we on our grandparents or our aunts and uncles. But we've got to make a confession with your mouth unto salvation. Amen? All of us had to make that confession. We can't say, well, my grandmother Corinne was saved, so I'm saying, no, not so. You have to come to Jesus Christ and make a confession. He tells us that in the Word. Paul tells us that in the Word of God. Turn with me to Romans, the 10th chapter. I know we know these scriptures well, saints. Oh, but that's all right. Because God's Word, we had to go back and forth and get what God has said. Look at what he said there in verse 9 of Romans 10. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, you've got to make a confession to salvation. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart is how you believe. He said unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you've not made a confession unto salvation, if you have not believed in your heart, you are not saved today. And you need to come to an altar of repentance and ask God to save you. Amen? Ask to be forgiven of your sins. He said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Praise God. I found that to be so. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen? Praise God. He said, for there is no difference between Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise our God. That means you can't just grab onto grandma, she's going to heaven, I'm going right along with her. No. You got to call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, and Paul didn't stop there. Look at what he said in verse 14. He said, how then shall they call on him? You know, we're living in a time right now where many don't want to hear from a preacher. They don't want to hear from a minister. They want to go someplace and sit around a round table and just have a talk and just have discussion. That's not what the Word of God said. He said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Praise God. And no, and he didn't stop there. He says, for those of us who are in the ministry, and how shall they preach except they've been sent? You can't go preach the Word of God unless God has sent you. He said, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Praise God. Praise our God. Oh, my, my, my. Saints of God, we've got to get it right. Amen. We are in a time right now where people put down believers' faith in God. They say that we, as the people of God, are just being blindly led. They speculate that our faith is nothing more than a blind leap in the dark. However, faith is much more than just walking around blindly, waiting for providence to bump into any of us. Our faith is our response to the promises of God for our life. Nor is our faith a blank check. Oh, I'm just going to name it and claim it, as people are saying. Oh, my, my, my. Many are trying to get folks to believe that. You see, the religious world highlights religion or religious sects, creeds, and programs as what is important. Today, what people want to follow programs. But Jesus is looking for followers of him, those who have been born into a relationship with him. And when we have been born into a relationship with Jesus Christ, praise our God. Look at what he says there. He says in John, the 10th chapter, I know this was in our Sunday school lesson, but he says there in John 10, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man, just not any door. Just not any door. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. My, my, my. And then he says there in verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And then over in verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Are you following Jesus? Praise our God. As we learned in our Sunday school lesson, Jesus compares himself to a shepherd and his followers are sheep. He says that the shepherd knows his sheep and they know him. When he says he knows us, that means he has a personal and intimate relationship with the followers. We recognize who he is We know that he is our Lord and he is our Savior, and we'll do everything in our power to live according to the word of God. I know people will say, no one can live free from sin. Oh, saints of God, I can. And you know why? And I know you can too, because the seed remains in us. We know what thus saith the Lord. The seed is the word of God. That's what the Bible tells us. Turn with me to John 8. I believe it is in John the 8th chapter in the 11th verse. Praise our God. My, my, my. I may have it wrong. Excuse me. Amen. Is it 1 John? Well, let's look over here at 1 John. I know 1 John has in the 3rd chapter. Turn with me there. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, I meant Luke 8. But anyways, we'll go with 1 John 3, 9. He said, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed. And we know that Luke 8, 11 lets us know that the seed is the word of God. See, the seed, the word of God is in you. He said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. That's why David said in the Psalms, back in Psalms 119, 11, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. If God's word tucked down in your heart, have you hid away God's word so you won't sin against God? You know what's right? You know what's wrong? You know what God hates? You know what God likes? So therefore, you can't sin against God if you're living according to the word of God. But if you're trying to circumvent God's word, if you're trying to go around it, if you're trying to say, oh, there's some gray areas in the world, there's nothing gray in God's word. Amen? Amen. Oh, he said what he meant, and he meant what he said, and we've got to follow it if we want to make heaven our eternal home. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, saints of God, let us be wise as serpents in these times in which we live. You see, just because someone talks about Jesus, it doesn't mean that they are a child of God. The Bible is clear that all people are God's creation. We're told this in Colossians 1, verse 16. Praise our God. Just because all people are God's creation, that don't mean they're all children, God's sons and daughters. Amen? He says there in Colossians 1, verse 16, these words, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And that John 3, 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Praise our God. John 1, verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Praise our God. Just because someone talks about Jesus doesn't mean that they're a child of God.
That's right. Amen.
Also, Romans 8, verse 16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And then in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. My, my, my. You see, nowhere in the Bible are the lost referred to as God's children. Jesus in John 8, verse 42 said, if God were your Father, you would love me. He said, for I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Jesus told the Pharisees in John 8, 44, he told them, you are of your father, the devil. That's not a child of God. Amen? 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 Praise our God. He said, in the lust of your father you will do. He said he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. See, there's no truth in the devil. People out there worshiping all this past month that we just came through, all that devilment and worshiping. Mm-hmm. And people out there, and they, you know, and trying to enroll Christians into all that kind of stuff, like handing out. No, we don't have to hand out candy. Amen. Yeah. God didn't want us trying to mix righteousness with unrighteousness. Right. It, you know, you can't mix it up. Amen.
Amen.
It's devilment. Mm-hmm. God doesn't want us to be a partaker of another man's sin. There's nothing wrong with candy. Amen. Nothing wrong with candy. It's what the people are saying, all you walk by and you see scary houses. You walk by and they have graves and tombstones and all this kind of stuff. I share with you a couple of weeks ago, Brother Tony and I, we walked by a house, and when we walked by, all of a sudden, all these old skeleton old things kept, you know, rising up and making noise and all that. That is devilment.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got our children all around it. And then soon as someone opens up in school and says, we want to pray, they want to call out, oh, we can't pray in school. Mm-hmm. But they want to take devilment and teach our children that in school. You see how confused and mixed up our world is, saints of God. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we've got to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know that our labor is not in vain. We've got to train our children up as the word of God has said. Train them up in the way they should go. Don't train them up in the wrong way. They'll know the wrong way. Why? Because we're living in a sin-cursed world right now. Our world is full of sin. Our children know how to be bad. You don't have to teach them to be bad. You got to teach them how to be good.
Amen.
That's what's going on in our world today. Your things. Sister Maria was listening to her the other day talking to Tatum's teacher, and she was saying to him, I don't know where he's getting some of the things he's getting from, but the other kids are exposed to things.
Yeah.
I was speaking with a friend of mine, and she was saying to me about her grandchild. She said he started school. And she said, oh, and the things that he's coming home, he's bringing home. We don't know where he's getting it. He's getting it from other children. And saints of God, they don't migrate to the good things. They go to the bad things.
That's right.
Amen?
That's so true.
Praise our God. Everybody wants to walk around, I'm bad, I'm bad. No, I want to be good in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing good in that. Children need to know that. Well, we got to bring them to the house of God and teach them the way of God. You may sit here and you may say, well, Sister Renee, we got things that we want to do today. It's fun. Oh, people yesterday sat and screamed and hollered at football games all yesterday. And no, I'm not against football games. But I shared with Sister Smith this morning, thousands and thousands upon thousands of people screaming and hollering for hours, 60 minutes for a game. And then you want to come in. Brother preached about this one Saturday at a food pantry. Then you want to come in and you want to tell the minister of God or the pastor, you can only preach for this much time, and then it's time for me to get up and leave. I want to hear more about Jesus than I want to hear about what football game or what team is going to be number one. I want to know that if Jesus calls me home tonight, that in eternity, I'm going to live throughout eternity with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's important for my soul to know. Not whether my team won a football game, but it's important for me to know where I will spend eternity. It's important also for me to pray up for my children. Pray for them to make sure that they're going to come the same way. That's why Jesus said, weep not for me, when he spoke to the daughters of Jerusalem, but weep for your children. We need to be weeping for our young people. Why? Because our world is right now in a bad way. Our world is in such dire straits. Our world needs to know about Jesus in a mighty way. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we've got to wear the cloak of Jesus. We've got to be brand with Jesus. We've got to go out into this world and show the world that there is a difference, that I am a child of the Most High God. I live my life a certain way according to the word of God. I'm not trying to circumvent. I'm not trying to find avenues that I can get around it, but I'm living according to what thus saith the Lord, so that when this life is over, I can say as the Apostle Paul, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Henceforth, and know for sure that there's a crown laid up for you.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God. None of us know where death is. None of us know when we're going to leave this world. Many woke up this morning and thought they were going to make it to the end. Some have already gone into eternity. We don't know what the rest of this day holds for us. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time for mankind to come to God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. People don't want to hear the sound doctrine. They don't want sound teaching. They don't want a way of a redeemed believer. They want to just believe that all of the Bible, they don't want to believe that the Bible is true. They want to say, well, that's some man wrote the Bible. That some man put that there. Oh, but be careful how you reference God's word. Be careful how you say some man put it there. Why? Because the Bible tells us, he says in 2 Peter, the first chapter, these words, and verse 20, he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. It wasn't nothing private. Paul and Peter and him didn't just get together and say, we're just going to have a meeting and write from Genesis to Revelation. No, no, no. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother, when he was praying, he said, we are to worship God. As it said in John 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you know God and you know the word of God, you'll know that this word came from Almighty God. How do you know that, Sister Renee? Oh, it's fulfilling. Look at what it's for. People come around. Oh, we ought to change the Bible because our times have changed. No. God said, I change not.
Amen.
Praise our God. People believe that they have leeway or flexibility when it comes to interpretation of the scriptures. They want to accept some, all the scriptures that speak about blessing. They want to accept all the ones that speak about prosperity, and yet they want to shun the ones that speak about righteous and holy living. And they do not want to accept God as the creator of the universe. Amen? I drove by a church, and I've driven by it many times before on my way to Sister Maria's. And I drove by it the other day, and I noticed now they have the gay colors on their marquee stating all of God's children are welcome here. Saints of God, we cannot change the word of God. No matter how many friends and family members and co-workers want to accept things that are against God's word, we've got to take a stand for righteousness as we follow Jesus Christ. Praise our God. I want you to listen to these words and this song. He said, I've decided to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. I lift up my eyes. All God's children, just stand. He says, stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness and be counted among them that shall reign with him. You stand when friends are gone. Stand when you're all alone and believe he shall receive his own. He said, I've decided to take a stand, not believing that I'd lose some of my friends. I would rather live right. Then in hell, lift up my eyes. All of God's children, just stand. Saints of God, that's for you and I. As God's children, we've got to stand. Stand, as Paul says in the armor. Stand, having our loins girt about with truth. Praise our God. We can't allow ourselves to get wavering and say, well, you know, saints of God, we're going to turn from this, or we're going to, no, we've got to stand. Paul said in that scripture there in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and I know you know it well. Oh, but go back and read it over. And Paul was talking to them, because I know we went through this for several months and several weeks. We went over this in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, the armor of God, where he says there in verse 10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He tells them to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Saints of God, do you think we need to stand right now against the wiles of the devil? Do we see the tricks and all the things that the devil is doing right now, trying to play with folks' mind? He said, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My, my, my. There are many there that are packing churches full, and people are not being taught the word of God. He went on to say, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. See, you can't leave any of it off, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. Do we believe our days are evil right now? Then you need to take all the armor so you'll be able to withstand. And having done all, to stand. Then he says, stand. Therefore, he tells us to keep standing. Therefore, having your loins girt about with what? Truth. Not just with anything. Jesus says, sanctify them through that truth. Thy word is truth. So truth is God's word. Amen. He said, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, our holiness. See, God's the one that determines what holiness is. Amen. He said, and your feet shod with what? The preparation of the gospel of peace. You've got to know the word of God. You've got to be standing on the sure foundation of God's eternal word. That's why Jesus told Peter, he said, upon this rock, not upon Peter. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We've got to stand on the solid truth of God's word. If we don't stand, we're going to fall for everything that's going on out there right now. And then he went on to say, above all, taking the shield of faith. Do you have faith? Because see, without it, you can't please God. He said, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He didn't just say some. He said, but you're going to be able to quench all of them. Amen? He said, and take the helmet of salvation. My, my, my. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. People want to peel God's word away. Oh, I don't want this. I know God said that, but I don't think we really have to do that. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. He said all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Amen. It's inspired by God. You can't just turn around and say, well, God, I'm going to take this part here, and then I'm going to leave this part off because, you know, we're living in the 21st century, and in this time, you know, they don't believe it. No, God don't care what century we're living in. God's word is true from the beginning all the way to the end, from Genesis to Revelation. Amen? He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We have a responsibility to pray for one another. Because our times are letting us know that we've got to pray for each other and hold each other up. Amen?
Amen.
Pray that we stay in the word of God. Pray that we stay faithful to the cause of God. Why? See, God never changes. Nothing about him changes. His words are eternal, and they will never change. And therefore, if we can never, and his word can never be revised by mankind, and never be changed to conform to our changing world in which we live right now. Amen. The psalmist said in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Yes, it
is. Malachi 3, verse 6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. God didn't change it. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, once we're in Christ Jesus, everything changes for us. We are born again. All of our ideals have changed. Our perspective has changed. Our values, our actions. Everything has to change to line up with the word of God. As the Holy Spirit works within us, we find that the old has gone out and the new is now reigning within. Amen?
Yes.
Think of that song we sang, 'Tis a kingdom of peace that is reigning within. Have you found that to be so? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. We grow in Christ. According to 2 Peter. And he tells us in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Praise our God. And growth, when there's growth, it requires change. Because, see, when you start growing in the Lord, there may be something you might have been doing, and then the Lord shows you, and you can say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing me that according to your word. Thank you for sending that saint by to tell me that that is not something I ought to be doing. Let me measure up to that. Oh, my, don't look at it as being old, that they want me to be an old fuddy. No. Because I'm telling you right now, if you want to make heaven your home, you're going to have to come according to God's eternal word. You're going to have to come to what thus saith the Lord, what saith the scripture. You may say, well, Sister Renee, there's thousands and thousands believe, oh, they can believe what they want. He said in the word, few there be that find it. Amen? Oh, he said, they have subvert whole houses, teaching things they ought not to teach for filthy lucre's sake. My. And people are flocking. I have received a text the other day from a cousin of mine. My cousin, he started this church.
And I knew from the sounding of it and the name of it and that it wasn't something of God, but just I didn't promote it. I didn't get into it. And now they're all concerned because the church is not growing. I didn't say anything about that either. I just overlooked it and went on. I thought to myself, except the Lord build the house,
that's right,
you labor in vain. You can't build something that's not of God.
Amen.
It's not God's word. You may say, well, sister, there's a whole bunch of, yeah, there's a lot of them that are out there. They've been built up. Oh, but God is not in the midst. When people say they can't live free from sin, they can't live according to the word of God, they can't live righteous lives, they can't live holy, then you know you're not in the true place. You got to come where the truth of God's word is being taught.
That's right.
Because, see, it means something to be called a son of God. It means something when we say we're born again. Because when we say that, we are born of God, therefore living like Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The core of our Christianity is about becoming more and more like Jesus Christ himself, not about me. As John said, I must decrease so he can increase. You don't, we don't lift ourselves up because there's nothing we've done to deserve what we have. Remember, for by grace are we saved.
Right.
Praise our God. We are saved by the grace of Almighty God. If it had not been for God's love, where would we be today? Amen? We got to die to ourselves. We got to give our entire lives over to Almighty God. God is not going to settle for anything less than that. Amen? He tells us, Jesus said in Luke, the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse, he said these words. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world? You know, and this is totally different from what the world is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
See, the world is teaching, go out. You got to go out there and get you a good job. You got to go out there and you've got to do this. You've got to go out there. I say, saints of God, if they want you to work on Sunday, you need to reevaluate that. Because there are employers out there that don't work on Sunday. If our young people want to work, you can go over to work at Hobby Lobby. You can go over there. They don't work on Sunday. Oh, you can go to work at Chick-fil-A. They don't work on Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. There are places that don't work on Sunday. Oh, they close down so that their members can go to church. They claim to be Christian people. I don't know anything about them, but they claim to be Christian people. Hobby Lobby and them, you can't go riding up in their parking lot today and go in and try to go in and say you're going to go in and do some shopping. Not so. Amen?
Amen.
All those places are closed on Sunday. So there are places out there that are closed on Sunday where you don't have to be working on Sunday while you ought to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He said, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me, verse 26, and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's, and of the glory, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Sad, sad, sad. Sad, sad, sad. You know, I know people wonder, well, why do we have to give up the things of this life? You see, the carnal man has a carnal mind.
Amen.
And that mind is pleasure-seeking. And be attracted to material things. God wants first place in our lives. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 19, he says these words to us. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Amen.
So if you're out there treasuring the wheels on the car, or specialty cars and all that, that's where your treasure is.
Yeah.
But you need to put it in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. He's the only one that can save you. You see, material things can get us easily distracted from following Christ. I know that some believe that God does not want us to have anything, and that's not true. That's not true according to his word. He tells us what we have. When our mind is on eternal life instead of this world, we will be able to live lives worthy of an eternal home in glory. In John, in the third John, verse 2, John says these words, praise our God. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, and even as thy soul prospereth. Praise our God. Our souls only prosper when the truth is lodged and rooted in us. Saints of God, the only thing that will make our souls healthy is to get Jesus Christ in us. Get the engrafted word of God in us that is able to save the soul. This is why Paul tells us in Ephesians 4 to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. We must do all that we can to bring ourselves more and more under the influence of the truth of God's eternal word. As we follow Jesus Christ, I found following him not to be hard, saints. I don't find it to be grievous. I don't find it to be hard to stay with God's commands. But love the Lord, amen? When you let people know you love the Lord, the enemy, he said in the word of God, he said when, Lord, it's escaping my mind, praise our God. He said, when we're at peace with the Lord, he make our enemies to be even at peace with us. I can't think of the beginning of it. Amen. But I know it's done in Proverbs, yes, but I'm just trying to get the first part of it. Amen. When our ways please the Lord. Thank you. When our ways please the Lord, he maketh even our enemies to be at peace. See, when our ways are pleasing to God, the enemy is going to even be at peace with us. The enemy will even fight the battle for us. I've had that happen even when I worked. There are people would say, oh, she don't believe in that. Don't ask her. Oh, my. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? Yeah. Oh, praise our God. The enemy will be fighting your battles. Why? Because your ways are pleasing to Almighty God. And God's not going to allow something to come to you because God knows you are a child of his. That doesn't mean you might not go through anything. That doesn't mean you may not have a trial or a tribulation, but God is going to fight your battle. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Truly, we thank the Lord for his word. Amen. Turn with me just for a moment to Mark 10. I know time has gotten away from us. But in Mark 10, starting with verse 28, I'm going to try to summarize this as much as I can, saints. You see, the disciples in this passage of Scripture said that they had left all to follow Jesus. And the Lord promised them 100 times much more blessings in return. As followers, and he said there in verse 28, then Peter began to say to him, unto him, praise our God. He said, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. This is what Peter was saying. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold. Amen. Have you received that? Amen. Do you know now that you're serving the Lord that you are receiving a hundredfold? He said, now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, the persecutions and in the world to come, eternal life. Oh, people may say, well, I've given up everything. I had to give all this up for the Lord. But look what the Lord said. But he shall receive an hundredfold. Amen. He said, but many that are first shall be last. And the last first. You see, as followers of Christ, we're going to always face resistance from the world. We're told in 1 John 3, verse 13, marvel not, my brethren. He's letting us know, don't be amazed, brethren, if the world hates you. You see, Jesus did not promise his disciples that everything would be coming up roses for them as they followed him. He promised that they would have trials in this world. He told them in John 16, verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you. My. And he's saying the same thing to you and I today. These things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. Do you have peace? Because see, Jesus said in him you might have peace. He said in the world you should have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When we became followers of Christ, we not only had God's laws in our heart, but we also have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within us, compelling us toward living righteously. You see, Jesus pointed that out in Luke 17. Turn with me there for a moment. He says there in verse 21 of that scripture, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is present in the heart and soul of every believer.
The kingdom of God is not a physical place. The kingdom of God is not this house of God, but it is spiritual, and it comes about by yielding our hearts, our minds, and our souls to Christ Jesus, who is the King. Amen? That's why Jesus does not have a fan club membership, but he has followers. He wants us to turn our entire lives over to him and to follow after him with total commitment to him. You see, when you have a membership in a club, you are eligible for different perks that your membership allows you to buy. But when you are a follower of Jesus Christ, it is not a club. You don't sign a pledge card. You don't have a membership badge. But you have been born into the family of God, and you have a spiritual inheritance awaiting you. Amen?
Amen.
Because you are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Amen? You see, a fan is one that admires a specific individual. But a true follower of Jesus Christ, they want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. I just don't want to be some fan. Oh, they were. No, I'm a follower of Jesus. I love the Lord. Amen. Why? Because he heard my cry. Oh, one day when we cried out to Jesus, he heard our cry, saints. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, my, my, my. Jesus wants every area of our lives. How many know that? He wants your life.
Amen.
How many have given your life to Jesus Christ? We're told in Luke 5, verse 11, when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. You Bible students know the story quite well, how Peter and the others had been fishing, and they had not caught anything. Jesus entered into the ship, and he had Peter to launch out from shore. And Jesus taught the people out of Peter's ship. And then after speaking with the people, Jesus told Peter to launch out into the deep. He told him to let down his net for a drop. Peter, in verse 5, responded by saying, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken in nothing. He was basically letting God know, we've already done that. We've been there, done that, and it's not working. My, my, my. Peter in verse, and all, he said all night long, these men had been out there toiling and trying to find, to get fish, and hadn't gotten anything. Not even one fish had they caught. When Peter heard the Lord's command, he reminded Jesus that they had already been there. Been there and done that. Oh, and all they wanted to do, it appeared, was to go home. They were tired, and they probably were frustrated because they felt that they had wasted their night. But saints of God, let us not get tired. Let us not get weary in doing the things that the Lord would have for us to do. You know, God may be showing us something. God may be saying to you and I, we need to launch out this way. We need to do something this way to win souls, to come into the kingdom of God. And you and I have got to be willing to do what God says for us to do. You see, because somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for someone else to come into the kingdom of God. There are people who labor many hours, who fasted and prayed for us. And we've said this many times before, and they've gone on. They've gone on, and they don't even know we're saved today. But I thank God that they prayed for me. I thank God even for the saints that come in here on Tuesday at prayer meeting. And they're praying for souls. They're praying for souls. I know when we first started out, it was said to me, why are we coming in and praying for people? Why are we praying for people who don't want to come to church? Why are we praying for people that don't want to hear about God? Oh, but we've got to pray for them. Somebody prayed for us. Somebody took time to pray for you and I. But now, saints of God, we've been praying, and we've been hearing from some of them. Saints of God have been hearing from some of the souls. We've been calling out their names. Saints of God are seeing a difference in some of their families' life. I just shared with Sister Carol about her, I believe it is her granddaughter. I shared with her on last Thursday and Friday's message. It was entitled, What is Your Hope? Talking about eternity in heaven or hell. And I shared with Sister Carol after those messages, both messages on both days, she just sent me a text and said, thank you. And I said, and the Spirit of the Lord showed me, oh, that she's reading it. Thank you for warning me and telling me about where I'm living, what I'm, how I'm living. Oh, thank God. We've heard from other saints of God. I don't believe it's a coincidence.
No.
I don't believe it's some stroke of luck that has happened. Oh, these saints of God are coming here. We're praying. We started praying for that house across the street, drug house. And the next thing you know, Brother Levester gets a call from our officer. And he told him, he said, I've been over here at the church. That was on Tuesday, I believe it was. He said, I've been over here at the church since 6 something this morning, writing down number. He said, he started on Sunday. We were in here praying, and he was out there on the parking lot already starting. Saints of God, God will hear and answer. He said, before you ask, I've already answered. And yet, while you're speaking, let us not get weary. Let us not think, well, you know, we don't see God work. Yeah, God is working. We don't know what's going on with some of our loved ones, but we do know some of them have reached out to us. Some of them have said things to us. Some of them we've sent cards to, and they've returned, and then we've heard from them. And we thank God for that. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to hold them up to Almighty God. I know this past Tuesday, Brother Levester prayed that God would add more to the prayer meeting. He wants us to continue to pray for those, pleading with God to save them, knowing that the course of life that they are on right now is leading them straight to a devil's hell. And if no intervention happens, that's where they're going to spend eternity. And saints, we're calling out, even the saints that are not here, we're calling out your family members. We're calling them out, not just our own family members. We're not being selfish and just calling out my family and mine. No, we're calling out all the saints of God's family members. We're lifting them up to the Lord. So let us not get weary in well-doing. Let us obey what the word of God says. Let us launch out because we know God has a mighty work for us as we continue to follow Jesus. As we follow Jesus, let us follow him so closely, that we will not allow the enemy to try to get in between us, saints of God, the enemy to try to discourage us or to make us to think that there's something wrong with the way we're living and that we've got to change so that we can conform to what everybody else is doing so we can fill up the pew. No, we don't have to change a thing. All we have to be is steadfast and unmovable. And doing the work of the Lord. We've got to press toward the high calling. We've got to make sure we stay in the straight and narrow way. Don't go outside of the rims of Almighty God, but continue to follow on. Follow on for Jesus Christ, knowing that God is hearing, knowing that God is answering our prayers. You know, in following Jesus, there's a lot of examples in the Bible. Jesus in John 13, there was a recording of Jesus as an example, washing the disciples' feet. I know those who attend feet washing services or ordinance services, they know all about it. But you can read it in your leisure if you don't. Jesus said in John 13, verse 13, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought to wash one another's feet. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus was teaching us an important lesson that you and I needed to know. That we have to maintain humility in our walk with Almighty God. As we close and we bring this message to a close, following Jesus is more than just us saying, I believe in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's more than just saying that I say his name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No. Mm-hmm. You can say Jesus' name over and over again. That doesn't mean you're a follower of Jesus Christ. Following Jesus means that we put him first place in our life. Before anything else, Jesus Christ must come before our job. Jesus Christ comes before our career. Jesus Christ comes before our livelihood, our family, our friends, our husbands, our wives, our girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever it might be. Jesus Christ is first in our life. And following Jesus, we must be willing to diligently obey the Lord according to his word. We're told in 1 Samuel 15:22, you can write these down, that obedience is better than sacrifice. Also in Acts 5, verse 29, that we ought to obey God rather than man. Oh, we've got to obey God according to his word. And how do we obey his word? By reading, by studying, meditating,
Brother did a Wednesday night on meditation. We've got to learn, saints, how to meditate. We've got to be taught by God's word. We got to memorize God's word. We got to know God's word. Place it in our hearts. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, we are instructed to study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman in need of not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's extremely important for those of us in the ministry of how we handle the word of truth. We're told in Ephesians 6, verse 17, he calls the word the sword of the spirit. We must know the word. We got to share it. God intended for us to bring God's word straight. God intended for us to teach God's word according to how it is in the word of God. We can't sugarcoat anything. No matter how many people are here, how many people come and go, we can't sugarcoat the word of God. His word is living, and God's word is very active. He tells us in Hebrews 4, verse 12, that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And you see, to follow Jesus, we must live daily for the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15 says, And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Following Jesus means we must love the Lord with all of our heart. We got to love our neighbors also, saints. Jesus said these words in Matthew 22, verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all your soul. And also to follow Jesus, we must offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice to him. That's what Paul said in Romans, the 12th chapter, when he told the brethren, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Jesus, in our scripture text, said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Are you following Jesus closely? God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Our pastor's last sentence was, are you following Jesus closely? Closely makes a difference. If you're too far away, you can lose sight of Jesus. You don't want to lose sight of him. You want to be following him all the way. And she said, we have to have the mind of Christ. She made it a point to say that our mind has to be changed to follow Jesus.
Amen.
You think of where your mind is in sin. You can't follow Jesus.
No.
And I was as she was saying that, I was looking at and she mentioned about the carnal mind. And in Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God.
Amen.
Neither indeed can be. If you're not subject to the law of God, you certainly cannot follow Jesus.
That's right,
you're not going to be subject.
Amen. Amen.
That's just being hard-headed and stiff-necked, and that you cannot follow. So we can't have a carnal mind. We can't have a reprobate mind. Looking at Romans 1:28, that talks about how those who did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and so God gave them over to a reprobate mind. We've got to want God. We've got to want his word,
mm-hmm.
as Pastor said, in our minds, in our hearts. Otherwise, we'll get turned over. If we reject him and reject him and reject him enough, he'll turn us over to a reprobate mind. And we cannot follow Jesus with a reprobate mind. So we have to have the mind of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
She told us that then we can't get discouraged. We can't get tired. But she said that I was looking at Galatians 6:9.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing.
Amen.
I'll go back on and get the whole thing. I jotted down as she was talking. It came to my mind. I jotted down a piece of it. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For why? For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And the Lord knows when that due season is. So we don't get discouraged when we look around and as Pastor said, we see empty benches. That's all right. That's all right. Because we're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on living. We're going to keep on fighting the good fight of faith that we may lay hold on eternal life and that some others that we come in contact with, we may be able to help them and show them Jesus as we go along our way, that they also may be able to lay hold on eternal life. Thank God for this message, for these messages following Jesus. And we can see that there's every part. I don't remember what part this is. This was today. I guess it was part 7. Mm-hmm. And every part was necessary. This was the closure of the series. Mm-hmm. Part 7. But every single part. We need every single part. Amen. To know how to walk, to know how to live, to know how to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. Shall we stand? Thank God for his precious word. Number 395 in the worship of the Lord. Jesus is calling.
Jesus is tenderly calling. Jesus is tenderly calling you home. Calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love will you roam farther and farther away? Is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him your burden and you will be blessed. He will not turn you away. Waiting, oh, come to him now. Waiting today, waiting today. Come with your sins at his feet, lowly bow. Come and no longer delay. Call me today. Call me today.
Amen. You have to have an ear to hear Jesus calling. So many times when we read in the book of Revelations, and the Spirit said, Jesus said, because the revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And it says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So you have to have a heart, your heart's ear has to listen and listen for the calling of Jesus. Yes. And so many are turning a deaf ear.
Yes.
Please don't turn a deaf ear
Amen.
To Jesus.
Amen.
He says he's tenderly calling you home. He's not demanding. He's not commanding because he will not force his salvation on anybody. He's tenderly calling you home. He says, why from the sunshine of love will you roam? We're told that he is the light of life. We read that in our responsive reading. Why from the sunshine of love will you roam? Farther and farther away. And the longer you're out there, the farther away you will drift.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you allow yourself to hang out there, you'll get farther and farther and farther away from him. And that's getting farther and farther away from love. Farther and farther away from the one who loved you more than anyone
Amen.
Has ever or could ever love you. And that's the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is calling. It says he's calling the weary to rest. There are people who are laboring on in sin, just serving sin, and sin is just beating them down. Financially, physically, mentally, and emotionally, in every possible way. But Jesus is calling you to come out of that. It says, bring him your burden and you will be blessed. He will not turn you away. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is waiting. Mm-hmm. Oh, come to him now. Mm-hmm. He's waiting today. He's waiting today. That's no sign that he'll be waiting tomorrow
That's
for you.
Right.
Come with your sins at his feet, lowly bow. Come and no longer delay, because as we said, tomorrow's not promised. Jesus is tenderly calling for all who will come to him. I'm looking at the scripture that's partially quoted under the title, today, if you hear his voice, I believe scripture says, harden not your hearts. As in the provocation. We know that the children of Israel in the wilderness, they hardened their heart many times against the Lord. And they received punishment for that. Jesus is calling. Don't refuse him. If you don't know him. Is there anyone who will just raise their hand and say, just pray for me? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Bless God. Bless, bless God. Amen. The altar is here. Someone wants to come to an altar as well. Someone will pray with you. We'll sing that last verse.
Jesus is pleading, oh, hear now his voice. Hear him today. Hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice, quickly arise and away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Calling
God. Thank God for his word. Jesus was calling all through that message. For the last 7 weeks, Jesus has been calling. The title of the messages have been Following Jesus. Jesus even said in his word, take up your cross and follow me. We thank God for Jesus. We know from our Sunday school lesson, Jesus is the only door. There is no back door. There is no side door to salvation. He is the door. And we learned in our Sunday school lesson that he is the shepherd of the sheep. And he's calling. And we read up all the good things that our life can be if we live for him, if we obey him, if we hear his call and answer, and if we follow him. And thank God for the word this day. We saw the upraised hands. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious word. We thank you, dear God, for Jesus. We know, Lord, according to your word, we are looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. When Jesus says, I am Alpha and Omega, that's the same thing as saying the author and the finisher. He's there when the great plan of salvation was written, and he'll be there at the end. Dear Father, we thank you for Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, how it was poured out in abundance today, Lord, upon our hearts. We thank you, dear God, for your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, Lord, and allowing her, dear God, Lord, to proclaim your word. Lord, she made it plain. She made it clear, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your spirit giving us the understanding, dear God, Lord, of what you are calling for us to do in order to follow Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, the needs, dear God, and you know, Lord, what it will take, dear God, to meet each of those needs. And Lord, we have full assurance, dear God, Lord, that you are able, Lord, to provide that which is needed. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch and bless each heart, dear God, that raised the hand, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that you are able, dear God, to work whatever work is required. Knowing, Lord, you're able to shore up and strengthen, dear God. Lord, knowing, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to give enlightenment and understanding, dear God, in all things. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your precious word over these past few weeks, dear God. And truly, truly, dear God, we've been fed, dear God, Lord, truly through your spirit. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to each and every word, Lord, that was spoken to us. Every scripture that was read, dear God, Lord, every point, dear God, that your spirit gave to Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to bring to us, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to measure to your word, dear God. Lord, that we might be found pleasing in your sight, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, those, dear God, who heard the word, dear God, but, Lord, have not surrendered to you, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts and minds, Lord, of those who are not following Jesus. Help them, Lord, to know that if they're not following Jesus, then they're following the devil. And there's no other way. There's only, we either follow Jesus or we're just following the devil. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that they not be deceived by the enemy of their soul to think that they're getting along all right, because they're not getting along all right, dear Father. But, Lord, they're on a path that's going to lead to destruction. We were listening in Sunday school when Brother Byron asked Matthew the question about what the enemy is going to do. Why did the enemy come? And Matthew said to steal, kill, and destroy. And that is the mission of the devil. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those, Lord, who are not following you, those who are not subject to your word, dear God, because of that carnal mind, Lord, because they're in sin, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue, Lord, to strive with them, dear God. Lord, that they not have peace or pleasure or rest in sin, but, Lord, that they would seek you, Lord, while you may be found. Lord, that they might receive salvation and the forgiveness of sins, dear God. And in that, Lord, they might be made free indeed by the Son of God. Have your way in us, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your precious, precious word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves?
Lord. Well, Sister Blake, I thank the Lord for this 7-long period. It's really a blessing. It's
Amen.
Really a blessing today. I thank the Lord for Sister Melissa, the song service. Mm-hmm. And as I sang this last song, Jesus is calling today.
Yes.
I know the verse shows Hebrews for that little bit of the day you hear his voice, but it made me think of the man on the cross. You know, Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me.
Yes. Amen.
So today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
You can't put it off or wait or think you have time. It has to be today. Mm-hmm. So, and then in the song service, there was Minister Jenkins spoke about standing on the word of God. And she went over and talked about trying to think Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and having the armor on. And then the song about, you know, you got to have the armor on for this life. But then the song says, then we'll lay our armor down.
Yes. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. Amen. No need for it. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Thank God. It's a wonderful series. I thank the Lord for being able to sit through it and hear it all and take it in. Thank the Lord for the song service.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Sister Holmes.
I just want to thank the Lord for letting me come to the house of God.
Amen.
This morning. Even though the prayers are extended for me and my family, I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Amen.
I know you pray for me and the week during the week and on the broadcast, but I thank the Lord for allowing me to come.
Amen.
In the service. I didn't know I was coming. But she made a way.
Amen. Praise God.
I took advantage
of it. Yes. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Amen. The home, so she's not always able to be, but she took advantage of it. I thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. That's right. Amen. You say when the Lord opens the door, you walk through it, don't you?
Advantage.
Amen. Take advantage of it. Thank the Lord.
Akiba. Amen. Amen. We have been. And we'll continue. Amen. We're just happy to see you. Amen. Our meditation is in Job 33:4. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Amen. Amen. You think about it that way. The Spirit of God hath made me. We know that in Genesis, we told God said, let us make man in our image. You know that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were all there. We thank God for that.
Breath of the Almighty.
Amen. Praise our God.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You made us.
Exactly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Amen.
It is important to understand.
Yes. Praise our God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November Turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. Our giveaway is this Saturday, November the 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. here at the church. Choir rehearsal following morning service. This Wednesday will be the second Wednesday of the month, so bring a scripture or testimony to share to Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. There's a card that I want to read as well before we get down to the happy birthday blessings. And it says, people come into our lives for all sorts of reasons. Some teach us life lessons we never forget. Some nurture us and help us become better people. Some simply love us with all their hearts. Then there are saints like you who do all those things and more. And then this next part is handwritten. Perhaps you sent a card or maybe a gift. Perhaps you prayed fervently for me. Whatever you did, you are loved and appreciated. Sister Francine and Minister Alan Scott. Amen. Happy birthday blessings this week. Brother Byron Johnson, November 10th. Sister Maria Belton, November 11th. Amen. Yes. That's why at Sunday school, Brother Byron said there were no birthday offerings this Sunday, but he said, oh, there's some coming up.
They're coming.
Amen. Thank God for birthdays.
Amen.
Our thought for today. Siblings not talking to each other, cousins not talking to each other, aunts and uncles not talking to nieces and nephews. But when someone dies, everyone is crying and wishing that they could have made it right. It's too late then. Seek the Lord to get things right now before it's too late. Amen. 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 So true. So, so true. Amen.
Sister Blake.
Yes.
We want to tell the congregation the fourth Sunday fellowship is going to be moved up to Sunday the 19th. Sunday, November 19th is going to be the fourth Sunday fellowship. We ask you to invite. We're going to have a harvest dinner for the saints of God. And so invite your families to come. We would like everybody to stay on that Sunday. That's in, I think, Lord willing. We know that. I think it's in two Sundays.
Yes, 2 weeks. Sunday 2 weeks from today. 12th. Today's the 5th.
Yeah.
So 14 days. So
yeah,
2 weeks
so
from today.
19th. It's moved up into the 19th, and that's the week of Thanksgiving week. So we're going to have a harvest dinner. And so we want everybody to come and invite family to come too. There'll be enough food. We thank God, Brother Jackson's daughter-in-law is going to cater it. And so we're thanking God for that. Beautiful soul. She wanted to do something for the church anyways. So we thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
And your niece.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Also, next month, we were going to have the blessings for Koa and little Braylon, and I'm still trying to figure out about Mr. Dalton, but it's been moved to Sunday, December the 17th. Sunday, December the 17th, because there was a conflict in schedule. So Sunday, December the 17th will be the blessings for the babies. And I have asked Brother Scott to come in to do the message. So remember him much in prayer and remember that.
Amen. Bless the Lord. All minds are clear. And shall we stand? We look to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this day. Lord, this is a day that you have made, dear God, and truly, Lord, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the privilege, Lord, of coming together, Lord, in your name and hearing your eternal word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hide your word in our hearts, dear God, that we might not sin against thee. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who's here. We pray, dear God, that as we dismiss, Lord, from this service, that you would go with us, dear God. To give us direction, dear Father, in all of our life's ways, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep us safe from harm and danger. Lord, once again, dear Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would, your hand would move, dear God, against, dear Father, this drug house, dear God, that's in proximity to the church. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Officer Jamie, dear God, working on this situation, dear God. Lord, we realize, dear God, they come up, they park right in front of the park vehicles, right in front of the church, dear God, and then go over, dear Father, and partake, dear God, of these drugs and so on, dear Father. And we understand, dear God, that this does present, Lord, a clear and present danger, dear God. And Father, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to put your hedge of protection around your people, Amen. But you're able also, dear God, to shut it down. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would shut it down, dear God, that those who are going, dear Father, Amen. There, dear God, would, Lord, that they would come to their right mind, dear God,
yes.
Lord, and seek you, as Pastor said, dear God, instead of come to God's house instead of to the drug house, dear God.
Amen.
And, Lord, it would cause them to go to make a 180-degree turn, dear God, because we are opposite, dear God, of where they're going. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the souls, dear God, of those, dear Father, who are there. But Lord, we ask, dear God, that you would keep Officer Jamie and the other officers, dear God, who are seeking to shut down these houses, dear God. Keep them safe, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Have your way in us, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be lights
in this world. Help us, Lord, to have Jesus in us, dear God. Help us, as Pastor said, Lord, to not say, well, I was raised up in the church, Lord, but that I've been raised up in Christ Jesus, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that's the only life and light, dear God, that will help us, dear Father, to be around your throne, Lord, in that last day. Take us home safely, Lord, and allow us, Lord, to gather together again at your appointed time. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.